Well, Tricia, thanks for joining with us and talking a little bit about your school district and what you're doing for sub-recognition. Would you tell us a little bit about your school district and your position there?
Sure. I'm the substitute specialist for Hays CISD. I've been in my position for a little over 10 years, and our district is about 22 campuses, about 2,000 teachers. We have about 16,000 students.
Good. All right. And where in Texas are you located?
We are located in between Austin and San Antonio in an area called Hays County.
Okay.
And it's kind of a sleeper to Austin.
Good. All right. Well, tell me how you got started with recognizing your substitute teachers. What prompted that to get you started with that?
Well, before I became substitute specialist, I was actually a substitute teacher.
Oh.
So I kind of understand where they're coming from in the classroom. And I always felt like we needed more recognition of what it is that we do every day.
Well, good. So what was the process? How did you start that? And about when? How long ago?
We've actually been honoring our substitutes for quite a few years, probably more than 7 years. And it started with a sub of the year. And so basically I would have each campus choose a substitute of the year, and we would honor them sort of the way schools do teacher of the year. And initially we made them a t-shirt, a polo shirt, and with an embroidery on it that told that they're the sub of the year for that school. And then at the beginning of every new school year, we have a substitute appreciation luncheon, and that's where we give them their shirts.
I see. Oh, good. And is that what you're currently doing now, or what are you currently doing?
Well, currently, that's what we do for a yearly thing. We still do the sub of the year. I have kind of expanded sub recognition to all year, because I feel like just honoring a handful of subs once a year is not enough. So our teachers evaluate their substitutes every year. I mean, every time that they come and substitute in the classroom. And if I get some very positive evaluations on a particular sub, I'll actually send them a quick email telling them about how awesome they did and let them see the teacher comments so that they can feel that appreciation throughout the year.
Great. That's a good idea. How do you pay for this? I don't know how much you have to spend for what you do year after year, but how do you pay for it?
Well, initially, the campuses covered the cost of the shirts themselves. We would get the PTOs sometimes to donate the money so that they could recognize the sub. But over about maybe 5 years ago, the district took that on, and so it's covered through our budget in HR.
Good. Good. How did they – well, tell me what you see as the benefits of doing what you're doing.
I feel like the substitutes get to feel like they're actually a part of Hays. Even if they're not sub of the year, they still are invited to the luncheon. And we kind of kick off the year that way and make everybody feel welcome back. Our teachers around the campuses are always very welcoming as well. And we just have a really unique district with a lot of love in it for our subs.
Very good. So what was the hardest thing to overcome in putting this over? You've got district buy-in, but what do you think is the biggest challenge that you had?
Initially, it was the money. When I first approached my administrator with the shirt idea, they were like, well, how are we going to pay for this? And that's when I just was like, get the PTOs to do it. They're always making money and needing things to spend it on, and they always want to help recognize people at their campus level. They just don't generally think outside the box and include substitutes when they think that way. They're always doing teacher appreciation luncheons and teacher appreciation things, and I just kind of opened their eyes to sub appreciation as well.
Great. Well, that's good. What would you by the way, I am putting up the links that you have on your site for your Twitter account. I noticed last year you posted all your winners on your Twitter account. Are you going to do that again this year?
Yes, I do. I add all of the subs of the year onto the Twitter, and I leave them up all year. So if you logged on to Twitter right now, you'd still see our subs from last year.
Great.
Until they're updated.
Okay. And let's see, then you also have a downloadable document showing your substitute teacher recognition week and everybody again from 2010 to 2011.
Right. After each campus decides on who their sub of the year is going to be, I do put it all together in a newsletter that goes out to all the substitutes. It gets posted on our website so that everyone can give recognition.
And with their pictures. That's great. That's really good. What would recommendations would you have for someone who's just starting to recognize their substitute teachers or to get this off the ground in their school district? What would your recommendations be?
I think that a lot of times it helps to have really good secretaries on each campus that can help you start something up. We do it district-wide, but each school, you know, they nominate their own sub of the year, and then each school can also do little things for their sub of the year. Some of the schools end up giving them plants and balloons or gift certificates for a lunch out or different things like that. Some of the schools put up bulletin boards that the kids have made pictures and drawings and letters to the subs, just so that when they're walking around the halls, they feel welcomed.
Wow. So this is much more than what you do. This is what schools do for them as well. So, yeah, great.
Right.
Well, very good. This has been very helpful, and this will be fun to share, and I appreciate your time and all that you're doing for your substitute teachers.
Thank you. We appreciate study as well, and we always have winners in your contest.
Oh, great. Thanks for bringing that up, because we are doing another one this year, the Great Sub Appreciation Giveaway. We have about $20,000 worth of prizes we're going to give away this year, so it'll be quite a big one, and all your substitutes are invited to participate as well.
Awesome. I always put the link to that up also on my SmartFind Express so that when they log in, they can go immediately to study
great.
And register.
Good. Well, Tricia, thanks again.
Thank you.